Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Now tell me that didn't change how you feel tonight. There's just something about worship, and there's something about corporate worship. Sometimes we're like, I don't feel like it, but the others drag us in. You know what I'm saying? The atmosphere changes, and you know, I'm telling you, there is breakthrough in here tonight. There really is. And I'm so excited to see what God is going to release. And I just have to say how awesome it is. That song, you know, some people might think, well, it malfunctioned, but did it? You know, when it's a pattern of continually, I'm going to get my way, saith the Lord, you know, I love how he'll stop. You know, we'll plan, we pray, we try to listen, but sometimes the Lord wants a little more of a little adoration or a little more praise. And you know, I've learned to let it roll and let him do what he wants to do. And I see the stars. How about you?
I do.
I see the stars. And I'm going to tell you something. When you leave tonight, you're going to see the stars. You're going to see them in the natural, which is going to remind you of the spiritual, which overrides the natural. Did you get that? So what does that mean? I see. I only do what my Father does in heaven. There is a season right now that is like ripe for the picking for anyone who will see, anyone who will hear. There is breakthrough for anyone who so will believe. Well, how's your faith? How's your faith tonight? Be honest.
I want more.
Me too. You know, am I going to measure against you? Nope. Lord, more.
Yes.
Lord, more.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, more.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, more.
Yes.
Is that your prayer tonight? Holy Spirit, more?
Yes.
I'm telling you.
More.
Come on.
More.
I'm telling you, there's something about showing up. It isn't about performance. It's about showing up. You know, we know what happens with performance. It's wood, hay, and stubble, and it'll burn. You been burned? Yeah, me too. I've been burned in the natural, and I've been burned in the spirit. And let me tell you, the spirit is much better. It purifies the dross. It burns off. It separates the flesh from the spirit. Sometimes we don't know what's flesh and what's spirit because we've been, you know, born out of a body, you know, born our soul and trained and taught. And so we think it's spirit, but is it? They all say. You know, I feel like I need to say this. I don't know how to say this except for to say it this way. When God releases a word through my mouth, oftentimes I don't have any idea what he's saying until it comes out of my mouth. And then I take hold of it. And sometimes I know in the spirit when it's coming out, oh, that's for me. Listen, this is a season of, oh, that's for me. The old things have passed away, okay? The old way of doing things has passed away. It's not worked, okay? We're done putting Band-Aids on broken systems. The foundation, your spiritual foundation, was created before you came to earth. Now, in the natural, you can't see foundations. They're hidden. They're buried. You know why? Because that's the way God designed it. Profound, isn't it? He did it to prevent the enemy from stealing. He did it to prevent us from moving ahead and building before the foundation is structurally sound, so to speak. Because there's a lot of pouring in that goes in around foundations. You know, in the spirit, okay, you know that scripture that how houses are like... sinking sand, you know, how's your house? What's your foundation built on? Is it sinking sand? When the winds blow, will your house stand? Okay, are the winds blowing right now? How's the foundation? Did your shutters go flying? Did the roof start to tear off? Listen, that's natural. That's okay, because that means it's flesh, and let it rip, let it go. But while that's happening, it causes us to see, oh, I thought that was of God. It's not, because it just blew away or burned up. Lord, show me what's you. Show me what is of you and help me learn how to navigate in the season that we're in. Now, we can look at the Word of God and pattern. You know, we saw how the Israelites did when they were released out of slavery, when God called them out. You know, they didn't do so good. And they kind of complained. You know, they wanted to go back into slavery. Listen, we're never going back in. That's what Jesus purchased for us. We are free in Him. And so some of us are still wrapped in cloaks of heaviness and addiction and bondage and brokenness. Listen, that's of the corrupt earth seed. You don't live in that. That's not you. You are a spirit being created in the image of Jesus Christ. Created in the image of Jesus Christ. You're an heir to the kingdom. An heir. That means everything He has is for you. Not because you're good, but because He is. And He wants us to walk in the fullness. He had to sow His seed. He sowed Jesus to redeem us from the earth curse system. He did that for us. Can you believe that? Do you believe it today? Look in the spiritual mirror and what do you see? Listen, how you know where you're at is what do you look at? When you look in the spiritual mirror, what do you see? Do you see that wrinkle, that flaw, that gray hair, that fat cell, that missing body part? Or do you see the fullness of God? Because when you continue to look at the fullness of God, and how do you do that? Through the Word, the Bible. And when you continue to look at the fullness of God, it magnifies and it also projects back into you. And what happens is an explosion takes place of faith. And when that explosion takes place, there's an ignition that takes off. And it bypasses every natural system. And it propels you into your citizenship. The rights that Jesus purchased for all of us. And so meanwhile, I do believe, but help me with my unbelief, wretched soul that I am. Some of us are still struggling with that. And we go from seasons of, you know, trying to do great and then failing and maybe trying to just show up and then feeling discouraged and then maybe giving up and, well, I'm going to come anywhere. You got dragged here by a friend, whatever. Listen, the grace of God is bigger than your situation and your circumstances. It's so huge. There's nothing like His grace. You can't even count it or wrap your arm around it. It's vast. It's never ending, just like God's love. And so tap into His grace. Tap into His grace. How do you do that? You thought it was some complex thing. Listen, the kingdom of God is very simple. We're kids in His kingdom. Lord, I need help. I don't understand what's going on. I don't know how to solve this problem. I'm asking for Your grace. Teach me Your way. And when you talk to Him like that, He's obligated because He's your Father. And He will not withhold any good thing. Hello? Even on a bad day, even on a sin day, even on a great day, He never withholds. Anybody who has an ear to hear will hear. But meanwhile, every distraction in the world, is calling your name. And it happens all the time. And so maybe we're paying attention and we're praying and talking to the Lord, and then all of a sudden something falls on the floor. And we go, oh, what fell on the floor? And we're out. But here's the thing. Oh, I'm out. I'm back in. That's how easy it is. We don't have to fast. We don't have to travail. We just say, here I am, Lord. Here I am. And God is calling us. I can't get off this. I see the stars. God is calling us. Now, I know there's some people in here in the natural who love stars, who love nature, and spend many hours in nature. And there's others who work in the office all day and never see a sun or a sunset. But listen, something happened tonight. Something happened tonight. I see the stars. Now, I'm thinking about Abraham. Which is tied to faith. His descendants were more than the stars. Okay? Now, in the natural, how old was Abraham?
Old.
Could he have a baby? No way. What about his wife? Was she some young? No. She was old. In fact, the Bible says she was barren. So God speaks a promise. I see the stars. I see the stars. God has spoke a promise in your life. Every one of you have been spoken to. There's promises in your life that God has released. And if he never spoke them to you through prayer or through a vision, he speaks them through his word, which is more real. The word of God never lies, never fails. Who can name a promise in the word right now? Pop one out. Come on.
Never leave you or forsake you.
I love it. How many diseases?
All of them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yeah.
Ha!
I can do all things
like an eagle.
Yeah.
A weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Blessed going in, blessed coming out.
Come on, John, you got one.
So many, I can't.
Yeah. I could poke them and I know they'd come out. Yeah.
God grants children for those he loves.
Call on me and I will
answer. Good work in me is able to complete it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You're the head, not the tail.
My favorite right now in this season.
I got that word twice in the last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
He will
go ahead.
He will perfect that which concerns you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Oh, yeah. How many things? Wait a second. Let's back up. All things are possible to those who believe. All things? Wow, I think that covers all things. Okay, so who in here has debt? You don't have to raise your hands, but if you want to, you can. You know, you guys are so used to raising your hands. Okay, who in here has a body part that needs a creative miracle? You don't have to raise your hand, but if you want to, go ahead. You know me, I'm all about engaging, but never about calling people out. Who in here has... issues with their digestive system? You don't have to raise your hand, but if you do, think of that. Who in here has issues with wayward children? Who in here struggles with loneliness? Who in here... Give me one. Did I hit... Is there one...
Family?
Ooh. Yeah. Who in here struggles with relationships? What?
Die to yourself.
Ooh, who in here
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Who in here is in the process of dying to yourself, meaning it's no longer I but Christ who lives through me? Okay. John, what was that scripture again?
All things.
That'll preach, brother. That is truth. I see the stars. I see the stars. Okay, so we've got promises from God. Now everybody has a promise now, right?
Yes.
Maybe you weren't so sure before you came in, but now you're like, hey, I know some promises of God, right? And maybe you had some, but now you got a few more. Okay? We've got promises from God. We know they're true, but where are they? How come I haven't seen it? What's going on? Let me tell you. There's this, God's been talking to me in Romans about faith, and I preached on this on Facebook, the Sunday night Facebook last Sunday, hope against hope. I'm just going to take that scripture out of Romans. Hope against hope. You know, Abraham was promised a lot of stuff. And in the natural, it didn't look so good. So in the natural, it don't look so good is the soulish hope. Spiritual hope is spirit. Hope against hope is natural hope against what God's word says. The battle happens right there. But God gives us a key to walk in victory and overcome our hopelessness or our carnal hope. And it's seek first the kingdom of God. Look at the stars. Look at the promises. Not in the natural at what's going on. And then call on the grace that Jesus released through the cross. Call on the grace. And when you call on the grace, what I mean is, Lord, what's that? Yeah, amen. It's authority. Whose authority? His authority. Not ours, because in the flesh, we got nothing. That's why we need a Savior who gives us everything. Everything. All the stars. When you look at those stars, that is a picture of what you have in the kingdom of God. What do you have in the kingdom of God? Everything. All the promises, everything.
All the promises are yes and amen.
Who's believing?
I am.
And so what are the promises?
Yes and amen.
Yes and amen. Is it, well, maybe? No, it's yes and amen, meaning it done.
Yes,
so that's how you jump from hope in the natural to hope in the spirit. Yes and amen. Put an end to the doubt, you know, the fiery darts of the enemy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see it happening. Well, my bank account still says blah, blah. Listen, that is your Father. You're made in His image. He knows the history that He laid out for you, and it's not poverty, and it's not squeaking by. It's abundant life for those who believe. I'm one of those who believes. Now, in the natural, if you don't see it, stop looking at it. Because you'll never see it in the natural first. You see it in heaven first through the Word of God, and you pull that in. How do you pull that in? By the words you speak. If you're speaking, my bank account is always blah, 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 or I'm always just barely getting by, guess what? Life and death is in the power of tongue. Choose life. So if you have an area that you're struggling in, or maybe you don't even know you're struggling, maybe you just thought you're always supposed to be broke. Listen, that's not God's system. He's abundant. He's extravagant. He is royalty, and you are royalty. And royalty does not lack. And so we're in the season where everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But did you know there's systems that come from heaven that have been released to us that will not fall down? Now think of this. Y'all have had to have read a story or come to it and heard a message where there's been lack or the last, you know, stories of, you know, the orphanages that are on their last loaf of bread and they joined arms and prayed and said, Lord, we know you'll provide. And then the knock on the door with the baker, hey, I got a truckload of bread, who wants it? Oh, we do. I'm telling you, those are stories for us to help build our faith or keep our eyes on the stars instead of, well, I don't have any food in my pantry. See, when you speak, I don't have any food in my pantry, guess what? You've just come in agreement with the enemy. Same thing with body parts. Do you need a creative miracle? There is a storehouse in heaven waiting to release your body part. But if you've come into agreement with the diagnostic report or what the doctors say, listen, what you believe in, you get. I break words all the time. I break, you know, I have to be careful what I speak. I have to be careful what I think. You know, sometimes when you spend time with the Father, He tends to your every need. And that could be a good thing or a bad thing. You have to be careful. You know, what can I do for you? Well, I'm having trouble with so-and-so. And the next thing you know, so-and-so's been removed. Not in a bad way, but just, and it, maybe you weren't ready for that. So I'm telling you, be careful for what you speak because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I have to be careful that I'm blessing, blessing, blessing people, blessing, blessing situations, and pouring it through. See, we're channels, we're funnels of the kingdom of God, and we're to release the storehouses into the earth. All of us are. All of us, nobody special. We all have this opportunity to release the storehouses into earth. That could be healing. It could be finances. It could be a word. It could be kindness, love, anything. It doesn't matter. Anything good is of God. And it all starts with love. Love, hope, joy. So some of us are struggling because we've got one foot in negative speaking and one foot in positive speaking. Well, you're going to stumble. And it delays. And listen, I do the same thing. I am telling you, there's a shoring up, a tightening of our walk, you know, and just like when the Israelites went out into the promised land, they looked back and they wanted to go back there. It would have been better. Why'd you take us out here? It would have been better for us to go back and be, you know, under slavery. You see how easy you forget. You forget what God does sometimes. And so we have to remember. We have to remember. So look at the stars. Look at the stars. That is a visual for us. Look at the stars and see the goodness of God. Look at the promises of God and walk in his blessings. Well, how do you do that? You just show up. There's nothing special about it. Yes, there are people who have special giftings, but you know what? Those have to be honed and fine-tuned and not in the flesh. It's by sitting at the feet of the Father and listening and worshiping and asking questions and studying his word. And then from there, little, and all of a sudden, pop, and you're like, wow, where'd that come from? So I'm telling you, this may look, oh, it's a bad season. No, it's not. This is an awesome season in God right now. It's so exciting. And so look at it. From a heavenly perspective, how blessed you are. And don't focus on the enemy and all his schemes, because sometimes you end up in the enemy's camp when you start focusing on that stuff. Now, God has really challenged me in like, I think a week ago. It feels like a month ago, excuse me. I have to learn to swallow when I'm drinking water and breathe. Okay. I have been, you know, sometimes he'll make me aware of something and I'm seeing a pattern. And the reason why he does this, it's to help us. It's to help us see, oh, that could be an issue for me. Oh, that's an issue for somebody. And so, listen, I'm concerned because of the season that we're in, which is a wonderful season, but there's this thing called, well, I don't know what to call it except for internet. I'll just call it generic internet, where it's constantly drip lining into your life, constantly showing you feeds, news feeds, bad reports, good reports, connections, whatever. Listen, be careful. I'm saying be careful because I'm seeing it's dulling us down. I've noticed it in myself and I had to pull away. And what I mean by that is, it's changing the mechanics of our brain. And this is, I'm not saying this is a bad report. I'm saying be aware. And I'm not saying you have this. I'm praying you don't get this. But I'm seeing a dullness in the spirit. And it's, people are, don't even know that it's happening to them, because it's just a little candy that comes through and feeds your brain response. Kind of like an addiction. You know, like, you know, I could only say it from drugs. You know, the first drop feels good, but after that, 3 hours later, and you're like, what did I go to look up on Facebook, on the Google feed, whatever it is? Listen, I'm challenging you to pull back, because what I'm starting to see is there's a heavier reliance on social media than on the Holy Spirit. And what's happening is when you spend time in his presence, because we are so used to the jerk, whatever it's called, where I'm not a scientist or a brain person, but the impulse, it's so fast and it's like a split second of pleasure. Somehow it's doing something to our brains. It's rewiring the way we were structured by God. And so I was thinking about this, and I was actually talking about it earlier today. You know, my kids grew up before the internet. I grew up before the internet. I had a pager in the old days. And so it didn't catch me every second. It didn't notify me every minute. It would click when my kids were in trouble. You know, that was when I was working at and running a route. And if they were sick, I would get paged. Nowadays, if we get a like, we're paged. Or, you know, And so, but it's, and I'm not against any of this, but I'm telling you, be aware, because could it be the enemy setting us up to dull us down so that we don't realize what's really going on in the spirit? And so for me, when I noticed when I would spend time reading a book, you know, maybe I wanted to read a book, a God book, a great testimony book, I would read a couple paragraphs and all of a sudden my mind would drift. I never had that before. And I'd be like, wait a second. So I am forcing myself, I'm disciplining, like fasting. I am disciplining myself to spend time off that stuff. Now, for some of you, you'll be thinking, nope, that doesn't apply to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I know a lot of people in here like that hit, the impulse. You know, it's a pleasure. It senses the brain. It gives you a pleasure. And I'm not calling anybody out. Truthfully, I'm not. It's like sound the alarm. And it's by the Holy Ghost. It's not by me. And I've been called out on it myself. And so when God challenges me with something, I don't say, hallelujah, okay, thank you, God. Catch you next week. I say, Lord, oh boy, you're right. I am so sorry. How did this even get this far? I repent. Lord, teach me how to stand and guard my mind against the drip lines, because most of it's junk. And the other half's not true. And the 1% that is true, you can get in the Word of God or make a phone call and talk to that person. So I'm just saying, be aware, okay? Maybe do some Facebook fasting. Maybe do some social media fasting. Maybe you just have to eliminate, you know, binge, whatever. I'm just saying. And I'm not calling anybody out, but what I'm doing is I'm trying to raise us up. Because, and I touched on this, I don't know if it was in the Facebook message, but listen, I remember years ago when Holly, I was at a Sunday night meeting, and she was talking about Holy Spirit and relationship, and I she said something about the people in China were being persecuted, and then she said they had to listen to the Holy Spirit who guided them to where meetings were, the light, and I was like, oh wow, that was new to me. And what God was saying to me was, you are more reliant on your friends than me. That's idolatry. I repented on that, and I turned away, so to speak, and I made an effort. I said, Holy Spirit, you got to help me with this, because I don't even know what this means. And he did. And so I feel like we're at that season in time again because of all the social media. It's easy to just look online, but what if it's all a setup? What if all those drip lines into our life are designed to keep us out of relationship with the Holy Spirit? Well, I hear you saying, well, I still have relationship with the Holy Spirit. Yeah, but are you measuring it? Because he's limitless. Do you want more? I'm just saying, I do. I want more. I want more. And so I feel like we really have a window of opportunity to hone in. Because what if all the systems go down? And I'm not a doom or gloomer. I don't care about that stuff. But I care about the body of Christ. What if technology just doesn't work one day, and you need to know something? Well, guess who knows everything? Spirit of truth. He leads and guides us in all truth. Isn't it better to practice now before you need to know? What if social media decides no churches can advertise or put anything out there anymore? How are you going to know where to go if there's a great conference or a meeting that you want to go to? Well, you'll have to dial the phone or, Holy Spirit, where's the meeting tonight? And you might find out there's a house meeting a block away. What about that? Yeah. I'm just telling you. So I'm challenging us tonight. That's all I'm saying. And I'm in. I'm in. Praise the Lord. You know, I told this a while back. The Lord has been, you know, working on me slowly in this area. I used to turn my phone, I turn it off, I put it on airplane when I go to bed. When I would get up in the morning, I would turn my phone on because I thought, what if my kids need me? My kids are old. They're not going to need me at 6 o'clock in the morning or 8 or 10 or noon. But it was an old idea from the pager day that carried on. And so I had to break that off. I had to break that. And when I did, it was life-changing. I wasn't thinking, oh my God, do my kids need me first thing in the morning? My kids don't need me. They need him. So I know we're kind of all over, but I feel like I'm telling you, it's good. There's stuff going on that I want everybody to get in the kingdom.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.